due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Sting was standing up, and he went down with the ship, and I respect that, and I admired that. But then he did the smart thing, and he disappeared. Because mark my words, if Sting would have come here, I would have made it my personal mission to run him out of the WWE. You want to know why? You want to know why I would have run him out of here, Rick?
Why?
I would have run him out of here because Sting's legacy was built on Ric Flair's reputation. And that always pissed me off. So I would have kicked Sting's ass on principle alone.
Whoa, see?
This is the Stinger. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. It's showtime, folks.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 21st. I hope you all survived Valentine's Day. I'm still up to my elbows in chocolate. It's holidays today, real quick. It's card reading day, I guess. For all those of you who got cards last week and didn't read them today. Birthdays today, real quick. Mass wrestler Dos Caras, which is Alberto El Patron, or Del Rio, as you might remember him, his daddy, 64 today. Former WWE and current TNA wrestler Brodus Clay is 42 today. Carly Colon, you might remember him as Carlito in WWE. He's 36. And TNA wrestler Chris, there's more than one. TNA wrestler Crimson is 30. And former NXT wrestler Oliver Gray is 28 today. Anyone remember Oliver Gray?
No.
I'm looking at URT, so you're the only one who, because this is before they went, like, to the network and stuff. He was on, he's gone now, but he was tag team champ.
Oliver Gray?
And Aaron Neville, or what's not Aaron Neville, I mean Adrian Neville. They tagged together and were the champs, the tag team champs down there. Actually lost to the Wyatt family.
Any relation to Sasha?
Sounds really familiar, but I don't know.
English wrestler. He turns 28 today. Real quick, join us tomorrow, Sunday, February 22nd, for WWE's Fastlane pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Starts at 8 p.m. We will be there. We might have some stuff to give away. You know, we might have some stuff.
Hugs?
Yeah, hugs. I mean, believe me, we all can hug. I'm not going to hug out you guys, though. But, and of course, there's never a cover for WWE pay-per-views. Come join us tomorrow for WWE's Fastlane pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. 1 week from today, UFC 184 is there, too. You can check out women's bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey taking on Kat Zingano. That's the main event. We'll be there also. It's 1 week from today. Of course, UFC is $5 cover, WWE, zero cover. So all that money you save coming in, or you know, you don't even have to buy the network. All that money you save, come hang out with us. Have something off their full menu. They got a full menu going. It's really great. Just more than pizza. Lots of pasta, even salads. I usually get a salad there. Garlic bread, right? All sorts of stuff. So come on down with us. Enjoy
cookie
us tomorrow.
Pizza.
Cookie pizza. We're going to look for that. I think, you know, that's a request.
Suggestion box.
Yes. They do have. So you know, they listen to us sometimes. Come on down tomorrow and join us for WWE's Fastlane. I hope you all come down. Also, we're brought to you by Bill Gray's, home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite is in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com/Where's My Cheeseburger.
Where's My Cheeseburger?
I think it walked out the door a couple minutes ago.
One more plug, and then we're going to talk about the world of professional wrestling. We've got a huge guest today. But, hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater. The job of being an official, more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com and become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Thank you so much for listening this morning. And I'm going to introduce the cast and crew. I'm going to start off with Mr. Mark Fantasia. Mr. Mark Fantasia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Nice and rested.
I know. And tomorrow we've got a little event.
Yes. For the Rock City Roller Derby.
That's right. It's a fundraiser at Scotland Yard. I mean, we're not hopping on a plane and going to England. There's actually a bar called Scotland Yard. Restaurant.
Right over on St. Paul.
That's right.
And I will be performing from about 1:30 to 2:45. There'll be some other musicians with a lot of prizes, some guest bartenders, and the cash man will be there too.
I will. I'll be selling tickets or bartending or whatever they make me do. So come and join us tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, you can watch probably the Daytona 500 while we're there, if that's what you're into.
Or the Mark Fantasia.
Yeah, you know, the Mark Fantasia. Are you going to have any of the other band members from the Mark Fantasia joining you?
I don't know. Is the drummer for the Mark Fantasia available tomorrow?
The Mark Fantasia's gotten too big, so he doesn't bother working with people below him anymore.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, let's go to the
comment.
We're on Behind the Music special.
All right, up next, DC Dan Cole. Good morning, Dan. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Yeah, so there's one thing I need to have addressed.
Uh-oh.
We need to, I mean, it's a different day here at the pain clinic. Actually, everybody is here.
I know, it's unusual.
But on those days where someone is missing, we need to come up with a new background story. They can no longer be somewhere in the hot tub of love.
Okay.
Why is because this? One night this week, I had a dream. Me and my wife were staying at a hotel. We go into the pool / spa area, and I go in, and there's like
a
dozen...
sexy music playing?
No. Boom. No, God. Boom. God, absolutely not. There's about a dozen men in their 80s sitting in a hot tub all wearing Pain Clinic shirts.
Hey.
I kid you not.
I would turn around. I mean,
that is the ultimate hot tub of love.
Yes.
If you need your hot tub T-shirts, yeah. Apparently Pain Clinic shirts hold up well in hot tubs.
Oh, apparently, if you're 80-year-old man.
Were there lots of bubbles?
I don't even want. I don't want to envision that. I thought maybe it had something to do with Niagara Falls freezing or something. But no. Okay, maybe we'll have to think up a new story then. Oh, and also joining here today.
Woke up in a cold sweat.
Here today, the artiste, Rob Sanderson, was here on the air last night doing the Amherst pre-post and between periods hosting. And unfortunately, a terrible game last night. No, it was okay. It was okay. It just got out of hand at the end.
Well, I would say the one highlight from last night was probably the best hit of the year.
Yes.
When Catenacci sent the one Texas star into the Amherst bench, and he basically did like a somersault along the boards of the bench before he got pushed back out of the bench.
That was the biggest pop of the night in the crowd.
Yeah, so that was good at least. But aside from that, I can't follow Danny's story here. So yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And of course, stories about old men.
And Danger Boy. Danger Boy is here from the ER. He's back this week. Not sick anymore, huh?
No, I'm doing quite well now. Good morning.
Oh, you sound terrible. Thank you for getting us sick next week, I'll say. But, hey, welcome to the show. We're here to talk professional wrestling, and don't forget you can come watch it with us tomorrow at Fastlane at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road tomorrow. But right now we're going to talk a little bit about things that happened this past week. And did I say that Shawn Michaels will be joining us in the next segment? He will. Shawn Michaels, he's got a brand new book out, and he's going to come on and talk to us for a few minutes. And actually we've got a huge guest probably for next week, too. A guy who's been on the show a couple times. I'm not going to spoil it, but we'll just say he's coming to town to wrestle on March 6th, and you can possibly win tickets today on the show. One thing I want to address before we get too far. If you're going to go call and win tickets on the show, please, don't, please. The winner today has got to yell out, I'm going to see WWE in Rochester March 6th. That's how you got to yell when I see your caller 12. Because if you don't, if this is what you say to me, what did I win? Then I'm not going to give you the prize because people want to win and want to go to the show. People, the last 2 weeks, people who won did not know what they were calling for.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Okay, just please say what you won when I tell your caller 12. So we'll just put that out here now. And when I do the giveaway at the end of the show, we'll do that again. But we do have a show coming to Rochester. It's about 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. Here, March 6th, all our favorites are going to be here. Luke Harper's wrestling. More names have been added. And one of the names we'll be talking to sometime for next weekend's show. So what's up, guys, today? What do we want to talk about? Start off,
da-da-da-da.
We kind of have
pants leading off the show. All right.
Da-da-da-da-da.
There's probably so many listeners like, what is going on?
Yeah. We're all over the place.
Well, I mean, Bob Barker was a much better host than Drew Carey.
That's very true.
Yeah.
In every light he's ever done.
Yep.
Well, I guess on that note, I mean, what we could talk about would be Samoa Joe.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Samoa Joe quit TNA, or he said he's done with TNA this past week. That's a pretty big news. But we got the pay-per-view this weekend, and I mean, I really kind of wanted to address that a little bit because it's going to pretty much – it's the last one before WrestleMania. And still up in the air with their TV programming this past week. We're not sure who's going to go face Brock Lesnar because it's they're keeping people teetering on the edge of which guy should go.
It'll be Roman Reigns.
You know, yeah, because of the playset that came out this past week for WrestleMania 31.
Not only that, but like if you look anywhere, I was out at the mall last night, happened to go into Barnes & Noble, and there's like the big, you know, WrestleMania magazine they're selling now, and who's front and center? Roman Reigns. If anybody thinks that it's not going to be Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, I don't know.
I'm not convinced.
They're trying to distract everybody.
I'm not convinced it's going to be a good match, that's for sure. I mean, that doesn't, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, the good match doesn't mean a lot of things in WWE at times, but you know, just that's why we have Daniel Bryan freaking still floating around and stuff, you know, because he can put on a good match with anybody, but I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty much convinced, even though they've teased it for quite a while, that you're right, it's going to be Reigns and Lesnar, and who knows what. I mean, and now I'm hearing rumors that maybe Lesnar's going to stay now. Uh-oh. I'll shock you, Rob.
I mean, if staying means showing up to TV every week, fine. Totally fine with that. If it means sitting at home with his belts in Minnesota, you know, going to Taco John's and not being seen for 3 months at a time, that's not okay with me. So when he's on TV, he's doing fine. He's having some great matches recently. So I'm a lot more okay with him now than I was in the fall when he was non-existent.
Exactly. You know what Daniel Bryan said in commentary this past Monday that struck a nerve? He said he defended his title as many times as Brock Lesnar has when he held the championship. And he was champion for 2 months. You know, from WrestleMania to May, you know? I mean, and which, you know, if you look at it, if that's true, then you don't want that then to repeat next year. Nobody wants that. I mean, look what Philadelphia did to that, you know, but then that's the reason why they're booing the most is, I think that, and you know, back in the Royal Rumble, I think that, and they knew who was going to win the Royal Rumble, but also, you know, it's like more Lesnar, a part-time Lesnar. I mean, I don't know. But you know what? Why would he go for a deal any less than what he has? I hope he kind of goes back to UFC. There's been rumors lately that he's actually cooperating and talking about extending his contract with WWE. So, I don't know. Danny, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's in Brock's best interest health-wise to stay in WWE. But again, work out a deal where either he's going to take less money for working less gigs or he's going to, you know, beef up his schedule a little bit. Because, especially with the concussion issues he's had, and the digestive issues he's had,
yeah,
probably not the best idea to step back into the octagon where he could have a safer schedule, make just as good money in the WWE.
You know, the thing is WWE, he's more than willing to come and work extra dates for them. It's just that they have to pay an incredible amount of money for him to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's got to be important to them for him to show up an extra, you know, and I can't remember what it was. It might be $200,000 an appearance or something like that, you know?
See, I actually don't like that because the guys who are there every week get paid so much less, obviously, to do a show. And I get that Brock Lesnar is a big name, but I don't think that he is as big as WWE thinks he is, personally. I mean, you brought back The Rock. That was huge. That was great to have him and Cena, honestly, the first time. But I really don't think that Lesnar's worth that much, personally.
I mean, you know, if he was a full-time guy, yeah, you know. But definitely not you know, showing, not defending the title for three straight pay-per-views.
But again, too, a lot of the draw for Brock Lesnar, I mean, we're all guys who love this, and we're watching it all the time, whereas he's a big-name draw for somebody who's maybe not a fan or only a casual fan. His name still had the drawing power, which is why it was a good idea at the time.
At the time, yes, but not
yes,
now.
But now it's worn off because what has he been doing? Nothing.
Right.
And you know, he's not going to carry the title probably past WrestleMania. I mean, that's almost a for sure because
if it's him against Reigns, I don't know. I could see him beating Reigns the way things are going.
I can hope he beats Reigns.
I would
love it.
Yeah.
I want him to beat Reigns just so we can have a cash in.
You know what? That's still floating around, too. I hear that it may now happen the next pay-per-view after WrestleMania. But 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number for those of you who want to call and give us your opinion on what we're talking about. We definitely, we're just theorizing. Nothing is set in stone. But except for the fact that when you see the WrestleMania 31 playset with the ring and the Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns are the two characters that come with it, it makes you think, you know, we're going after this paper.
To be fair, that was also come up with months ago and finally just put on the shelf, so they can change their mind at a moment's notice, and
And they usually do, too.
Yeah.
So I think it's either going to end in a no contest, personally, so that both men go in, or obviously Roman Reigns will win. But then where do you put Daniel Bryan? Because I keep hearing this rumor of that they're going to bring Sheamus back heel and have him fight against Daniel Bryan.
And there was talk about that, him getting his revenge at WrestleMania for that 18-second loss the last time they met.
No one wants to see that.
I don't want to see that match, but I think Sheamus coming back as a heel I might be okay with, because, I mean, I don't really want him to come back at all. So I certainly don't want, like, super happy babyface Sheamus.
Fella?
At least him as a heel is different. I don't know.
He was always better as a heel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's been a while, though. Like, it's hard to remember those days at this point.
2010, maybe?
When he had debuted, because was it Triple H he started fighting with initially, like, put through a table or something?
Didn't he win the title from Cena before even that?
I don't know.
We're talking, what, TLC...
All I know is him winning the title from Cena in that TLC match was one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah.
Just, if nothing else, for Matt Stryker's commentary, about all the poor, sad little kids who were crying.
Now, when you say one of the greatest things ever, where does that rank compared to Blue Pants?
No, but I mean, just as one of those people, you know, I've always not really liked Cena the character.
Right.
So to see him lose, and then for, you know, one of the commentators who are always, you know, spoon-feeding how great John Cena is, just for Matt Stryker to be like, this is great. Look at all the sad children. I loved it.
I actually will always remember when Sheamus won the title. The next night was the Slammy Awards, if I'm not mistaken. He came out, and everyone was booing him because he had the title. And his exact words, I always will remember. He goes, I think I have your attention now. I loved him as a heel, and then he became face, and I never, ever liked him.
He's just somebody that needs a fresh start.
Okay, we need to take a break, but before we do that, we're going to go to Dave and Henrietta. Dave, how are you doing today, brother?
Hey, how are you?
Get off the speakerphone, and we're doing great.
Hey, first of all, where's the diva thing going? I hate starting off my calls with the diva question, because it's usually fast-forwarding when I get raw and stuff, but... Is Paige going to win it? I mean, what's the payoff going to be for WrestleMania? Is Paige going to win it there, or you just see the Bellas having it for a while?
Yeah, I forgot that part happens on the show every week. They do something with the Divas. That's right. I don't know. You know what? I like Paige a lot, and they're trying to build her up as a face. She's getting a lot of FaceTime from the Diva show because she's probably the best thing on that show by far. Have you seen her on the Total Diva show?
No, I don't watch it. Totally
good. She's great.
She's
great.
Fantastic.
She's made that show so much better.
It is. She's so much better. She's so good. I like her so much better than anything else on that show.
Can we quickly talk about her attire this past week?
Hot.
Fruple the Clown. What was her name again?
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot. What's the opposite of soft?
Well, I guess in terms of the question about the Divas thing, like, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Paige and Nikki end up fighting again at Mania. Like, how many of these fast lane matches are just going to be redone at Mania? Because you have to get some kind of feuds going WrestleMania.
Oh, I agree.
So, same to any of these matches, like Paige and Nikki, I could see Nikki retaining tomorrow, and then Paige gets it from her at Mania. You can pretty much substitute any other match with that theory.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if Brie somehow screws Nikki out of the title, or no, maybe
so Brie versus Nikki main events WrestleMania 31.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, well, not main events, but at least the
main
event for the women.
Didn't we see this already?
Not at WrestleMania.
Oh, please.
Could we
no.
at least make it a tag team
what?
Match then?
Loser dies in the room.
Thank you, Teddy Long.
They kind of
we're going to make it a tag team match.
Undertaker doesn't have a match yet. That's true.
They've kind of glossed over this whole Brie going heel too, because she really was a reluctant assistant for 30 days.
And then all
days.
Of a sudden, 2 days before her trial was up of being the assistant, she's gung-ho about it and just stays on.
Okay, yeah. Dave, now you got us talking. What else? Real quick. We got to go to break.
The funny thing about the Bellas is that they don't do twin magic anymore. What I like to see is, like, maybe the fast lane, like, you know, Nikki have Brie mode on a shirt underneath her and, like, you know,
There's a couple reasons why that might not work anymore.
Magic anymore.
It might not fool anybody anymore. Just a couple reasons.
Out a little more.
Two big reasons.
Yeah, the profile view doesn't really work.
Especially if the match was in a swimming pool.
How long have we been able to do this joke about this? I mean, when did the surgery take place? Because every time we talk about
years,
it,
right?
Yeah, we've just beaten it to death.
Jerry Lawler's made the joke on TV.
I know. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things I think are different.
We can
okay.
beat them to death, but they're pretty strong.
And where is AJ? Is she just being Mrs. CM Punk? Or?
No, she's hurt. She's actually
ready to accompany him to court.
Yeah, she's yeah.
That's a topic coming up. That's a
hey, Dave.
Tease.
We got break, man. Thanks for calling, man.
All right.
We are going to, it's a nice tease. We'll talk about it after we talk with the HBK Shawn Michaels.
Da-da-da-da.
Yes.
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 Turn up your radios, everybody.
Sit back and relax and enjoy a little Shawn Michaels music.
I'm losing my smile.
What's this from?
This is when he lost his smile.
Oh, okay. Never known. Okay, you're listening to Pain Clinic. We'll be back with Shawn Michaels, HBK, plugging his brand new book, Shawn Michaels, Wrestling for My Life, the legend, the reality, and the faith of a WWE superstar on the flip side.
Why are you so mad, bro? It seems like you had a bad Valentine's Day. Maybe Joey and Jamie, they got you the wrong chocolates. Hey, you know what? Maybe Stephanie buckled you into that car chair just a little too tight. Hey, you know what? It was probably when Triple H was giving you the talk about the birds and the bees.
We both know heroes only exist because of villains. And in my storybook, never win. Flying
high above. Well, Robert, it's Billy's huge blooper month here at Fusillo Hyundai on West Ridge Road in Greece, but this is no blooper. When you're driving home a brand new Elantra SE with nothing out of your pocket, $199 a month.
$199 a month.
Wow.
Nothing out of pocket, just sign and drive. True sign and drive. And make no mistake about it. We have the selection, we have the savings, and the service to back it up.
MSRP on that new 2015 Elantra is $19,060. Don't miss it, folks. $199 a month with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. That is
huge.
36-month, 36,000-mile lease for well-qualified buyers through Hyundai Motor Finance. 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax, zero due at signing. First payment of $199 plus $595 acquisition fee and tax and DMV fees included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee. 1250 HMF lease cash applied. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends February 28, 2015.
Rochester's finest donut.
John DiTullio here, hoping you are having an amazing sports weekend. Remember to talk sports with me Monday, 3 until 6, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. I've got the look.
Booker, don't make any mistakes here. I didn't come down to help you out. I came down here to get my hands on that dirty piece of trash, MVP. You think the only reason I brought you out here was to thank you? It's now time for Kurt Angle to be world heavyweight champion again. You ain't wrestling full time. You're an executive now. You're running a company. I want you to be who you are, the best, the game. I want you and Stephanie to run the company. I don't want Sting to sneak up on you.
This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. Listen or feel the pain. Woo!
Woo! Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with the gang here. Artiste, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, and you. I want you to know we're going to be out tomorrow. Salvatore's at the garage door. Pay-per-view starts at 8 p.m. Get there early. Come out and watch Fastlane. If you watch Daytona 500 before that, then perfect compliment to the Daytona 500 is the Fastlane pay-per-view. Okay, they're stretching, but it'll be a lot of fun. Come out and hang out with us. We got stuff to give away. We'll have a good time. We got to get to our guests on the line. Joining us now is a WWE Hall of Famer, former WWE champion. He has a new book out entitled Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and the Faith of a WWE Superstar. Let's welcome Shawn Michaels back to Rochester, New York Airways. Thank you so much for the time today, Shawn.
Oh, appreciate you guys giving it to me. Thanks for having me.
Well, not a problem at all. How is the book different from the first one you put out, Heartbreak and Triumphs? Was it hard not to relay the same stories?
Well, no, because the first one was obviously wrestling dominant and was written more so for the wrestling fan and centered around the wrestling part of my career and, again, gosh, accomplishments and yada, yada, yada. The second one was geared much more, yes, my career is in there because ultimately it has to be because it was such a big part of my life, but it's looked at through the lens of my faith and obviously wanting to, again, be certainly open and honest about just everyday struggles, everyday normal things that have absolutely really nothing to do with, again, the fact that your job is being a wrestler in the WWE, but dealing with more reality, based situations that a guy, like me goes through. And so, really, I felt that this was the one that I really wanted to do. My faith and my family are a big part of my life, but they obviously never get the spotlight because the job with the WWE, understandably so, always sort of takes the spotlight. It always takes the emphasis of and the forefront of darn near every conversation. So this was one that I wanted to do to shed light on really the two biggest and most impactful parts of my life, which are my family and my faith.
Shawn, I've got the book here in my hand, and just taking a look through it, do you have a main takeaway? Obviously, you've got quite a story, what you've gone through, what you've triumphed past, and the message you want to send to guys in the WWE locker room coming up. But is there a main takeaway maybe that you hope that the readers and the wrestling fans take away from this book?
Well, I think again, it's hoping that if you're someone like me that feels like you're at a crossroads or having struggles, the biggest thing and one of the biggest struggles we often have with ourselves is being open and honest with ourselves and having that looking in the mirror moment. And that's hard to do with all of the worldly things that are going on around us. And there's very little emphasis put on that nowadays. Your career and success and being popular, all those things sort of take the forefront. Rarely do we take the time to sit back and look into those areas that we can be better in or areas that we're failing at. So I'm just hoping that, maybe someone, who is in a similar situation that I was in, feels like they can be a better husband or a better dad or a better employee, whatever the case may be. Take that time and be open and honest with themselves and the people that love them about that.
Very good. Shawn, now, I love the book. I read it, and every time I'll say two things. One, is that the Ric Flair watch, the retirement watch on the cover? I was just curious about that.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the, as people dub, even though I'm the guy that bought them, the Ric Flair watch.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm just being silly. That's just... because that's, you kidding? That's what I refer to them as. They'll always be known as the Ric Flair watch.
Very cool. Now I love this. I love the book, and all I could hear was your voice while I was reading it. I've heard your voice in my head continuously as I read it. So it's like it really impacted me as I was reading it. It's just, I guess maybe I'm just used to your voice a lot. I don't know, but I just heard it coming out of you. So I think that it's a great book, and definitely people to pick it up. And I mean, do you, anyone else ever mention that to you, that they heard they could hear your voice while they're reading it?
Well, I'm going to say this, and it was one of the nicest things the man ever said to me, and that was Steve Austin the other day. He said, dude, I'm going to tell you. He said, I felt like you were putting your heart on every page, and that meant a lot to me. Again, it's and you have to understand. Look, I get it. The wrestling world is cynical world, and everybody's tough, and nobody's vulnerable, and blah, 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 and everybody can beat each other up and stuff like that. But that meant the world to me, because I just, you know, old Steve, as I tell him, he's a tough old nut to crack, but he's a good man. And the thing is, that's all I wanted to do was you know, speak from the heart about something. And I guess I figure sometimes we as dudes, you know, we need somebody to raise our hand first, or some guy to step forward. And then as we do that, we can all sort of agree, like, okay, you know, yeah, I'm struggling here, or I could use some help here, or whatever the case may be. And that's really what this was about. It's just, again, starting the conversation with yourself and with Almighty God about maybe needing some help or seeing some areas where you can be better in.
Sean, I guess when I take a look at this book, and obviously you've got a foreword in here from Triple H, did you ever anticipate that in 2015, you know, you would be seen as, you know, this mentor person who I think is a great inspiration for a lot of the younger talent, as mentioned earlier, and Triple H, Paul, with what he's doing with the WWE and kind of transforming the developmental and everything. Did you ever see you two guys in this kind of spot in 2015 as kind of a leader and mentor when you look back, you know, maybe 20 years ago when you guys were on top of the business?
Well, I think first, I mean, to say that I'm, you know, that I'm doing anything to the degree as far as the wrestling business or the future of it, as much as I can, I appreciate you saying that. But what I do and what I bring to the table is very small, very little. When I go back, if somebody wants to talk about something, I do it and enjoy doing it and help where I can. But I'm, you know, certainly what Hunter's doing and what I, you know, what I do pales in comparison to what he's doing. It's something. Clearly, in many respects, he married into that, but he also enjoys doing it and has a passion for doing that as well. So I could be, you know, more proud of what he does. But again, as much as I appreciate you, you know, giving me a little, you know, some props there, I deserve very little, because I don't contribute, you know, to the future of the WWE nearly to the scale he does. And to answer your question, no, I did not see him doing that. Certainly, when we first met, obviously, when he and Steph got married, you knew that he was going to have an influence on the wrestling business and the future of it. But even then, I don't think you grasped the impact and the responsibility that he's going to have. And so I can tell you honestly, and it's one of those things you go, didn't see that coming.
Now, I will say, there's so many of these guys down at NXT who see you as an inspiration to get into the business. There's so many people in the business now, some of the young guys in WWE, who saw you as an inspiration. So you do have some sort of part in this whole thing, because what you did in the ring...
The legacy speaks for itself.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, well, no, and I appreciate that. And so, yeah. Certainly, yeah, don't get me wrong, I do know that, that again, a number of the young guys, you know, watched me when they were young. I am their Flair version of what Rick is to me, and certainly that is an unbelievably flattering place to be. I simply meant in terms of me paying it forward. I'm rarely there, and so I can be of little help to them in that respect. But certainly no. As far as inspiring them or helping them to believe that they have a chance, that they can make it because I did, given my size or my attitude or whatever the situation is. No, I'm very, very appreciative and flattered by that.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you for coming and joining us today. We did talk to you once before. I think it was a couple days after WrestleMania 29. I think you were on the you were down at a Daytona race or something. Our NASCAR race, and we talked to you briefly, but I don't know if you remember that, but anytime you're free, you want to come on there in Rochester. We're on Saturday mornings, but I want to let you know the new book is entitled Wrestling for Life, The Legend, The Reality, and the Faith of a WWE Superstar by Shawn Michaels with David Thomas. It's available everywhere. Get a copy. Thank you, Shawn Michaels, for the time. Best of luck with the book, and hope we see you at WrestleMania 31 in San Francisco, maybe backing up your buddy there, Triple H.
Well, if I am, it'll probably be a last-minute phone call, but... Nothing going on yet, but I thank you guys so much for the time, and and really appreciate your help with the book. I thank you guys.
Not a problem at all.
Thanks,
I loved it. Thank you so much.
I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
Great book, folks. Definitely check it out. We got to go to break. Got to get this break in real quick, and then we're going to talk more. Oh, and we got some tickets to give away, too. So have no fear. We'll be giving away tickets before the end of the show. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I've got the look that drives the girls wild. I've got the mood.
And I mean this with all sincerity. I say this to everybody that asks. I am no Ric Flair. Nobody is. But here's the truth. When it comes to kicking Sting's ass, you are no Triple H.
Right now, I'm untouchable. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, and there's nobody and nothing that can stop me. Hell, if I wanted, I could become president. I could become president. I'm not even old enough to run for office. Or, you know, I could take over as host of The Daily Show for Jon Stewart and make that thing actually watchable.
All right, guys, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean we want to look older. With all the permanent natural hair restoration options out there, there's no reason you can't take back your youth with a visit to the Cotella Center for Hair Restoration. As most of you might know, a few years back, I went to the Cotella Center for Hair Restoration myself. It was one of the best decisions of my life, and my hairline is like it was 20 years ago. I chose Dr. Cotella because he has over 25 years of experience and is Rochester's only board-certified hair restoration surgeon. Dr. Cotella performs all types of hair restoration procedures, including NeoGraft. All treatments are natural looking and use your own hair so you can find the option that works best for your needs and budget. The Cotella Center has affordable pricing plans too and offers procedures for less than you might think. You can even qualify for 0% financing for 24 months so you can have time to pay it off. Sit down for a private complimentary consultation with Dr. Cotella himself and see what the Cotella Center for Hair Restoration can do for you. Special finance.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
With all sincerity, I say this to everybody that asks. I am no Ric Flair.
Oh, that's on fire. Maybe too hot to the church.
I have a ton of respect for Brian. But let's look at it this way. If I was in the match and I got thrown on the top rope, I'd take it like a man. I can't say the same about Daniel. Because I'm fighting him now at Fastlane. What Daniel, he needs to realize is the only reason he has any chance of going to WrestleMania is because of me.
This is David Crockett, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Hey, guys, welcome back. Hey, you know this song? Does this remind you of anybody? Isn't this, like, from the video game?
No.
It's the old Bret Hart theme, sort of, kind of.
Mm.
It was a little Shawn Michaels.
It was no Tell Me a Lie or I'll Be Your Hero.
I'll be your hero.
Okay. I'm going to request that one here.
All right.
Let's Express.
222.
Can I call into Kiss 106.7 right now and request I'll Be Your Hero?
Yeah, I think you can.
Or Where's My Baby Tonight from Jeff Jarrett?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely want to. I don't know about that, but we got a couple of calls. We've got Jack from Greece on the line right now. How's it going, sir? What you doing? What's going on?
Hey. I won the tickets last week, and I was telling you the story about 30 years ago or so. I got into a little altercation with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Go ahead, Dad. Retell it, but tell it nicely.
Radio friendly. I will. Any expletives will be deleted.
Okay.
I was playing in a band, and I got the guys in the band into playing. And
You there?
Bought tickets and we went down and the main event was Rowdy Piper against Tito Santana for the Intercontinental Belt. Anyways, to make a long story short, Piper cheated as usual and took the belt and left the ring. and people were dumping beer on him and spitting on him, and just, he was furious. Anyways, we run into our lead singer, and he says, come on down to the Holiday Inn, and all the wrestlers hang out down there after the, you know, the matches are over. So we went down, and we walk in, and we were pretty inebriated, and but I was, it was summertime, I was wearing a Three Stooges t-shirt, and I walk in, and there's Classy Freddie Blassie sitting at a table with Greg the Hammer Valentine. The Iron Sheik was there, Iron Mike Sharp, the Moondogs and their wives are dressed in these real nice Classy suits and everything, and it was packed. And I was just standing there, and I look over, and there's Roddy Piper sitting at a table with this guy, and he's got 2 six-packs of Budweiser on the table. And so I said, here's my chance to give Rowdy Roddy Piper his own dose of Piper's pit.
Now,
so I staggered over to the table, and I go, you think you're a big man. You come to town. You take the bottom snitch in. I'm pointing right in his face. And I'm 6'1", and he towered over me, stood up. He goes, gain some weight. And he spit. He spit right on Larry.
Uh-oh.
It was on my... and my t-shirt, and
I thought Larry was your friend.
Yeah, Larry from the Three Stooges they had on. Yeah,
yeah, I had a Three Stooges t-shirt.
That's okay. He didn't hit Mo or Curly. That's okay.
No, he got Larry right in the face. Anyways, he stood up and he stormed off, and somebody from the crowd in there said, "Hey, Piper, where's your skirt?" And he turned around. I'll bleep it out.
Okay.
He
goes,
it was Rich's son. He time travels.
No. He said he was, and I bleeped her.
Oh, my.
It stormed out of the place, and we were just laughing like, it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. You know what? I call that a close encounter. That's what we used to do, little times where we have people call and tell stories about meeting wrestlers. That's in the day of kayfabe, though, my man. So it's like, you know, in reality, he might have just said, shut up, leave me alone, and turn around and went back to his hotel room or something.
That's a goddamn truth. I couldn't make that up in a million years.
Well, you know what? You just paid for those tickets you won last week. So thank you for telling that story, brother.
You bet.
Oh, man, we'll see you at the show, okay?
You will.
All right.
Man, I have a feeling that story actually involved a lot more liquor and just a statue of Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. Sitting on a bench?
Yes. No.
All right. We got...
hey, Ronald, where's your skirt?
222-1280 Star Toys. Remember, we got Rashawn from Maryland, I believe. What's up, buddy?
It's Norfolk, Virginia now, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
God, you move around, sir. We're doing okay. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm planting down for now, okay? I'm doing good.
That's good.
I am doing great, but I know y'all talked briefly about the news earlier. I was kind of walking around sitting at the house. I kind of missed a couple segments, so you may have already hit on it.
Oh, well, but, we didn't talk too much news, so go ahead.
But one of the biggest things I think I saw come on the news in the last couple of weeks, I haven't had a chance to call in about, they're trying to make NXT a touring brand.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about that last week, about how, and they're just testing it by doing these couple small shows. The 6th and the 7th of March up in Ohio, and they've both sold out, and they're 2,000-seat venues, or 2,000, maybe 3,000-seat venues. So.
Yeah, you guys have no idea how excited that makes me. I mean, I live right in Norfolk, Virginia, right around the Stoke, and across the HRVP, or the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, is the Hampton Coliseum. Those are two smaller arenas. We're in the South. We don't have our WWE fit, and that's a great opportunity for them to start hitting smaller arenas, so they ain't got to bring that big hype on in there.
Oh, yeah.
And now those smaller venues can actually get their wrestling back that have had them for years, especially in the South.
The only thing I feel bad for is there's some companies that maybe feel like there's a lot of small companies that may feel like they're stepping on their toes if they're coming into on a smaller scale to their town when they hold shows there every couple of weeks or every month or so.
Yeah, but the smaller companies,
but they're touring. So, like places like here, we don't have a Ring of Honor that comes in all the time. We don't have, you know, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, anybody like that that comes into our arenas over here. So we don't get it. We get monster stuff every other month. So.
Okay.
It's good for areas like this, so I think it'll be a very good thing. Especially, I mean, like, you got so much history that's happened at WWE here. You know, especially, like, when the Monday Night War, a lot of that took place right here in Austin, Kansas.
No, you know, I agree. I mean, there'll be, you know, there are some people like, you know, our friend Brian lives down in West Virginia. He has to travel for a WWE show. You know, TNA came closer, and it was a smaller-scaled show. But, you know, if you get something like this, or, you know, going and selling out 2,000-seat arenas,
I like to see him do it in Rochester. I'll challenge him right now. Come to Rochester, sell out a 2,000 seat arena.
Where would they do it in Rochester?
Yeah, I don't probably Main Street Armory, or I don't know.
Are they really going to sell out?
Yes, that's what they're throwing up. It's like they're not throwing
Rochester.
WWE town. It's not. Not everything has always worked here.
It's true. It's true. And NXT, I mean, it's. They probably look at the concentration of subscribers too, because then that will help to figure out where they might want to go.
Yeah. But see, I'll end up watching NXT on Hulu every week instead of watching the network. But other than that, I got one other thing, and that's kind of another segue from NXT. Just like whatever happened to actually having the ethnic divas? I mean, look at Sasha Banks. She's obviously not Caucasian.
Yeah.
And I would assume she's mixed. That would be my assumption. But, you can look at her hair and tell it's not naturally straight. Look back at Layla when she first came to WWE. I mean, she pretty much had an afro.
Yeah.
What's going on with letting them have these ethnic diva?
I don't know. Maybe it's their personal style they want to look like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's dictating what they do with their hairstyle coming out to the match. And
it's
stuff.
Not just that, but I mean, just like y'all discussed a couple weeks ago, you were talking about like how they have the cookie cutter matches.
I saw on
some article, I think Bleacher Report was talking about how the main roster teams are very upset because the NXT matches are literally going twice as much time. And I mean, I understand, when you talk about television, that's very important, but when you talk about like everything's getting cookie cutter, you can take any diva, insert them in any match, you're gonna get the exact same match. You get a different finisher because everybody's gotta have their own finish.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. I mean, it's almost like John Cena matches with women.
True. Yeah. I know what you mean. And
the thing is that the WWE divas can't go like the NXT ones can. Even if you gave Nikki Bella and let's just say Alicia Fox 25 minutes, it's not going to be a good match. There's going to be at least 30 botches. They can't wrestle the way that the girls can on NXT.
They had great female wrestlers. I mean, when I say wrestlers, I mean WWE has had Gail Kim. They've had Nikki. They've had look what they're doing to Natalya. They're running the good ones.
Beth Phoenix. Well, because they want the ones that are pretty, I mean, and the thing is, remember, the...
You don't have to say that those other ones aren't pretty now. Most of those other ones have had a little more weight on them, but most of them, like Beth Phoenix, I mean, she's a freaking brick house monster.
Yeah, no, she is, and so is Natalya. Natalya is not... I'm not saying she's not pretty. I'm just saying that they went and recruited from model magazines, and they went and recruited from, sports... modeling and the Bellas spent 3 months in the minors and said they're quitting unless you bring us up to the main roster, and that's what the reason they got put on the main roster. If everyone can remember, they probably can't remember that, it was a long time ago, but they trained for 3 months.
Well, the problem is too that the people like the Bellas have improved so much, but they're also only wrestling 3 minute matches, so they're never going to be able to do a 25 minute match because they don't ever have the opportunity to do so. They don't ever have that practice. I guess
I'm not going to dog out on the Bellas because I was a big proponent of saying how badly they can't wrestle. I will. But they have improved so much. I think it's more or less because of their relationship. I mean, they basically, like, agree as wrestling a Daniel Bryan style match. Obviously, she's training with her husband. It just makes sense. Same thing with Nikki.
Yeah.
She's wrestling a more physically dominant style match like John Cena.
I like when she does the I was going to say one of John Cena's maneuvers, but she, yeah.
Which one of the five?
Is that what they call it, wrestling, when he's training her? Okay. No.
Well, biology lessons. But now, I mean, honestly, like Nikki Bella does a great shoulder block. Who taught her that one? But, like I'm just saying, like there's the cookie cutter matches, and like I'm just saying, I've just seen this progression start from the early 2000s where every feeble was unique. You had Trish, and you had Lita, and you had Miss Jacqueline, all these ones that had a very distinct style. And, then they brought in a sample of divas like Layla came in around that time frame. Then with the Diva Search, you had, Ashley Nazario. Everybody had their distinct style. Now all of them are going to, even the ring gear looks so similar. Like, look at Charlotte and look at Sasha Banks' ring gear.
Yeah.
It's so much cookie cutter. Like,
where are they going to this dictation? Like, everybody's got to be the same.
Yeah, you know, Rashawn, that's you bring up a good question and something. We don't, unfortunately, have no time left for this segment. We got to run, but thank you. Yeah, you know, you're right, and you know,
I don't know if he's right on that. Like,
no,
so I didn't hear all the, like, Sasha Banks' hair was the same when she was Mercedes KV wrestling in like the Northeast and on the Indies and stuff. So I don't know where we were going with all of that. I didn't hear all of that, to be honest. I don't know if there's cell phone issues, but...
Yeah, the phone was kind of driving me crazy.
Those divas I think could do better, whatever. The better divas are in NXT. I'm not going to dispute that. But
no.
I'd be fine with giving the divas on Raw a little more time, and you have 3 hours and you're repeating talents because you don't have enough talent to fill 3 hours because you don't need 3 hours in the first place.
I was going to say, and he mentioned Beth Phoenix. Just, I was going to throw this in quickly. How many times did we have to watch her job to someone like Kelly?
Kelly. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Buffalo. In her own hometown, worst thing
ever. All right, we got to go to break. We're kind of late right now.
We're going to talk punk.
Yeah, we'll do that on the flip side. We got to also give away a pair of tickets to the March 6th Rochester House Show. Sorry, Rochester Live Event. And when I say you're caller 12, folks, if you don't yell out, "I want tickets to the March 6th Rochester Live Event," then I'm going to go to the next call because I don't want people calling and winning and not knowing what they're getting. So you got to know what you're calling for, folks. 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Rich Eisen, Monday noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hi, this is Big Sexy Kevin Nash, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and Mark Fantasia. And tomorrow we'll be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road for WWE's Fast Lane.
Now.
Finally, yeah, make the sound. We're going to finally see who gets to go to WrestleMania to take on Brock Lesnar, though we all pretty much assume Reigns will get it. But, hey, welcome back to the show. We have a winner, so please stop calling. Oh, I told you to stop calling. All right. But you can call if you have a comment or a question, 222-1280, star 1280. Let's talk real quick about CM Punk. You guys teased it quite a few times. We've only got a couple minutes left here. What's going on with that dude?
So if you heard the Art of Wrestling podcast that Punk did with Colt Cabana last year, I believe that was November, Punk made some allegations about WWE's medical team. We talked about it a little bit back then in terms of Z-packs and cysts that were the size of a baseball and all sorts of... Punk didn't feel like he got the proper medical care and called it out on the podcast. And now CM Punk and Colt Cabana are being sued by WWE's lead ringside physician, Dr. Chris Amann. So, yeah.
And the thing is we discussed this, I think he never called him out by name. He never mentioned the guy's name.
Well, but I think he's the main physician.
He's the ringside physician.
I thought he did call him out by name. It must have been just blatantly obvious because everybody knows who the main lead ringside doctor is anyway. So, I guess my initial take on this is, you know, it bring like WWE put up a post on their website that's showing clips of the Royal Rumble match where Punk says he was forced to wrestle with a baseball-sized, like, life-threatening cyst on his back. They put up video which is trying to prove that there was no such visible thing. I guess my initial thoughts on this are I feel bad for Colt Cabana, because I feel like he's in a situation pretty much like us, where he was just a platform for a wrestler to say stuff, and now Cabana's getting sued, which I don't think is fair. But if Punk, I don't know, maybe there's some truth to this
untruth. If Punk gets the lawyer that won him all that money from WWE, I'm sure he'll back up his buddy, and if it comes down to him losing or not. I'm sure it'll probably get settled out of court. It seems like every time there's a lawsuit, we get settled out of court. We're all done for today, folks. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get to talk. We did Samoa Joe left TNA. We talked about Ric Flair is going to be starting his own podcast. Oh, boy. Nelson Frazier, you might remember him as Viscera. His wife is suing the WWE, saying her husband had concussion issues. And we got Batista. Some real quick news. Batista is going to be the Kurgan in the upcoming Highlander movie remake.
Kurgan?
He's going to be Kurgan.
Kurgan, yes.
Everybody come see the greatest show.
Yes. We got to get out of here. We want to thank you for listening. Next week, WWE Superstar. Follow us on Twitter. Check out our Facebook. We'll tell you who it's going to be, and we'll see you next week, folks. Whenever I'm
around, they see me walk. Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, Robert, we have a lot of fun. And as you can tell, watching television, we've had a few mistakes from time to time. But this is no mistake at the Fusillo Hyundai here in Greece. If you're looking for a new Sonata, now is the time.
This payment is on purpose. You can lease a 2015 Sonata SE for only $249 a month. Nothing out of pocket.
A true sign and drive with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. MSRP is $22,200 on that new 2015 Sonata SE, $249 a month. Fusillo Hyundai, West Ridge Road in Greece. No bloopers, just huge.
36-month, 36,000-mile lease for well-qualified buyers through Hyundai Motor Finance. 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax, zero due at signing. First payment of $249 plus $595 acquisition fee and tax and DMV fees included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee, $1,000 HMF lease cash applied. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends February 28, 2015.
Here's some big news. Recently, J.D. Power ranked GEICO highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the state of New York in a tie. That's a pretty big deal. That means I can get the peace of mind of working with GEICO, a company that has over